Awesome. Awesome, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you're awesome. We love you. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, hallelujah. All right, so off we go into the second hour. Oh, my goodness. All right, so it's all come back around. What do you know? What a surprise! And no, it wasn't. Okay, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, oh, there's so much. Okay, so, all right, so I'm going to see who this is. I want to make sure. Okay, so I'm going to read this to you. This was published as a post on my finely tuned Twitter feed. Okay, and it says, Trump has threatened the Iranian officials in Switzerland that they won't make it back to Iran if they close the Strait of Hormuz. Folks, this is fast tense. Strait of Hormuz has been closed. Oh, I'd say for about a good solid 24 hours already. See, this stuff trickles in. That's what they want. See, because, you know, the megalomaniac Draco wants everybody to think, you know, what he wants them to think. That's just how it goes. And the threat's real. Okay, do you think for a second that look, the Mossad is crawling like termites all over the world right now. Come on. Okay, please. But if any, you got to realize this. All right, so, I mean, it's unbelievable, but it is believable because it's real. All right, and says that he spoke to Iranian officials. That's a lie. He warned them if you close the Strait of Hormuz, you won't have a country. Folks, and he even goes back, you won't make it back to your effing country. Oh, he's so classy, isn't he? He's so classy. Yeah, eyes that turn to vipers, just like it says in the Testament of Amaran. You there, you have an eye like a viper. We have been given charge to lord over it over men. Testament of Amaran, found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Well, what do you know? Isn't it fascinating that in 2 Ezra 15, verse 28, it talks about aliens coming to the earth, and he calls them the dragons of Arabia. Oh, no! Flying on chariots upon the wind, and all those who see them will fear and tremble. And it also talks about the horrible star in 2 Ezra 15, verse 40. What could that be, the horrible star? I think we know what it could be. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go plow through many more of these, I think. I don't know how many of them, but let's go ahead and do... let me go ahead and play this. It's a little bit hard to... There's so much wonderful stuff. Thank you, Lord. All right, and I just heard a text message coming through in the other room, and let me see if I can figure out what that was. Oh, okay. All right. I got two things of eggs, a couple of bags of cheese, mostly for my dog. Hannah loves cheese like crazy. A little thing of heavy cream. You know, keto, and then a quart of heavy cream. That's all I got. $46. That's a lovely thing, isn't it? Now, I do admit I tipped the delivery person, but, you know, still, you know, that's, you know, negligible by comparison. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So anyway, let me go ahead and play this little sound bite for you.
This is what happens if we run out of oil, which is what we're on the path to doing because of that huge supply loss. I mean, if you look at the SPR, this is our emergency oil. Globally, we're at the lowest since 1990. And here in the United States, the lowest levels of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, that's the emergency oil, since 1983. That puts us in a really precarious point because, you know, what if there's a hurricane, or what if this war resumes again?
All right. That wasn't me speaking. Don't believe me. Believe him. All right. That was a guy called Ben Miseless or something like that. Miseless. Okay. So be it. Glory to God. And we'll go ahead and plow through some more of these lovely things. Now, here we go. I'm going to read this one to you. Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan's CEO, is hoping for a major economic crisis to hit the American people so that he can come in with a solution. I'm pessimistic that we're going to solve the debt problem until there's a crisis. Now, I'm not going to tell you what that really means. I think you should know. You should know. Okay? Praise God. Oh, and those pesky ticks. Those ticks. They're so pesky. Listen to this. Here we go. All right, here we go. I got to scroll down. Listen to this.
Pretty terrifying. We're now finding out that Alpha Gal isn't the only thing you need to worry about when it comes to ticks. There's something even more lethal. It's called the Powassan virus, and a tick can transmit it to your body within 15 minutes.
Whether it's hunting or fishing, John Regan is an avid outdoorsman. But this active, on-the-go, freshly retired man has been hospitalized for weeks after a tick bite.
And now it's like he's just from a tick, you know? And I've never even heard the word before until they came out with it, you know? And it's just tough seeing him in this position.
Regan was diagnosed with Powassan virus, which is spread to people by the bite of an infected tick.
And just like Alpha Gal, this virus has also been flying under the radar as it slowly takes lives across the U.S.
Did you hear that? As it slowly takes lives across the U.S. If you do stuff outside and you haven't bought yourself a spray bottle of cedarwood repellent, it kills ticks, by the way. I went out to do a little bit of work around my pool. I was like, I don't know, something fell on my arm, and I was like, ah! I was like, you know, hey man, I'm just like a regular guy. I'm not gonna say like, in Jesus' name, you tick, get off my arm. You know, you gotta, you know, use discretion a little bit if it's possible. Because I forgot to put on this, and I'm like thinking, wait, that's all kind of like Appalachian, northeastern United States. Thank Jesus for that, but I don't wish it upon anybody. Like I told you, members of my family, and that kind of thing. It happens. It's happening. Be careful. Look, there's one thing that I really liked about the, you know, one of the things that Alex Jones said, and I really appreciated it. He says, you know, people, you know, that they'll say things like, you know, that's not in the Bible. You know, God helps those who help themselves. And then Alex Jones comes on and he says, you're not supposed, you know, if you see your boat heading toward a rocky shore, you don't just sit there like a jellyfish and go bobbing into the rocks. He's got a point. Oh, I just wish he could get the other points right. Anyway, it's whatever. It's okay. So anyway, so there's that. So much stuff. So praise God. And it's all, everything's moving forward. Everything's moving forward. It's a slow, to those of us who are awake and aware, thank you, Jesus. You know, it's like, couldn't come fast enough. I admit it. You know, it's like a big, giant black vice from the pits of Sheol coming, grinding in up against you. And to the people that are in the workplace, trust me, I know how you feel. Matter of fact, my life is going to become a living blank. Okay, next week, I've got back-to-back interviews with a company. It's running way behind. And, you know, it's a blessing and a burden. It's a blessing and a burden. But I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just not. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, and then Trump also came out and said, and this is from True Social. Draco T said, Iran must immediately stop their highly paid proxies in Lebanon from causing trouble. If they don't, we will hit Iran very hard again. Only this time it'll be harder. You know, I still remember the prophecy by Dr. David O'Rourke about Israel going in with two tactical nukes. It was a historic fire hitting like the nuclear facilities in Iran. I have newspaper articles that I've saved. I clipped them. I snapshotted them and put them in so they couldn't be lost. We've already done it. This stuff was covered in the last Top Gun episode. That's what they were practicing for. Do you think? See, the beginners go, oh, that's the devil. But the ones who realize that God is in control say, hey, that's prophetic, which it is. Why did the Lord show me? I was sitting in bored, and of course, in one of my no longer, thank you, Jesus, states of depression, because everything was moving so slow and I couldn't stand it anymore. And then I'm sitting there, I'm probing around, looking for something to watch. And all of a sudden, I see this Mel Gibson movie called The Edge of Darkness. The Edge of Darkness. And without blowing the whole thing for you, the bottom line was, it was ultimately about a company that was stealing nuclear design devices and serial numbers of nuclear device parts from the Middle East. For what purpose? So that they could set off a false flag nuclear event and blame the Middle East. Oh, but I'm sure that was just a coincidence. It was the devil trying to trick me. People need to grow up, lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts. And you know what? The vast majority are not going to, because they're limited. They're limited. And I just pray that the Lord forgives them for where they are. And I do. I surely do. Because if he won't forgive them, what about me? Okay. When I say I'm uniquely qualified, believe me, I am. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So again, same thing. Well, the strait is already closed. It's been closed for a long time. Well, 24 hours. And the ships that were doing, the United States ships that were doing the blockade and all that, they haven't left. They're still there. Of course, if you listen to the hippo dribble coming out of it, then guess what? You're going to be all kind of confused. Oh, I stare at Fox News drooling with my Budweiser all day long. Well, there you go. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Is it getting any better? No, it's getting worse. It's just not happening fast enough for those of us who... Look, a watch pot never boils. A watch pot never boils. But you better not take your eye off the ball, because it's going to bean you right in the head. Oh, if the owner of the house had known what time the thief was going to come, what would he have been doing? All right. Also, there is word out there, and I'm going to read this to you. According to this news anchor, and his name is Lawrence something, and I'm sorry that they didn't put his last name in here. It says, oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Okay. Let me see if I actually have an audio bite from this guy. I think I do.
The Trump White House has been rocked by stunning new reporting in the New York Times that some in the White House seem to consider so accurate that they are accusing New York Times reporters of having obtained audio recordings of White House Situation Room meetings. Think about that. The White House is not condemning this new devastating reporting from inside the Trump White House as a pack of lies. Instead, they are, in effect, declaring it to be so shockingly 100% accurate that the reporters must have audio recordings of what was said in the White House.
I've never before wanted to subscribe to a paper, an online paper, but now I'm really thinking about it. Wow. And of course, the New York Times also impeached him over the Epstein stuff and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like going, man, way to go. Somebody's got to do it. It. Did I say him? I'm sorry. It. Ugh. Okay. Anyway, dear Heavenly Father, please remind me that we're not from here. We're not staying here. Thank you, Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face. And the things of earth will go strangely dim in the awesomeness of his glory and grace. All right. And tally-ho, and away we go. Let's see what else we can find in this treasure trove of fun. All right, so again, it was June the 20th, which was yesterday, that the and all the announcements were made. This, I do believe, is an audio recording, I think, of the IRGC warning ships. You know, don't come through.
Attention all ships. This is the Four Navy, Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guard Four Navy. Due to the current after Lebanon and the violation of the U.S. commitments regarding the ceasefire, the state of Hormuz is closed to all vessels again. It is emphasized that the state of Hormuz is closed. All vessels are ordered to not approach the state.
No, that must have been AI. No, it wasn't AI. Okay? It was the real thing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So, let's take a look at what else we have in our treasure trove of crazy end time stuff. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Don't forget those strange men coming in and out of the manhole covers, and the lady that was like freaking out, but I'm sure it's nothing. It takes a while to wire stuff up exactly the way you want it. Interesting. Wait a minute, what about this is interesting. Hillary Clinton, what does she say? It's kind of important, really, when you think about it.
With Secretary, it was a constant theme by Netanyahu and his then government, the then defense minister, Ehud Barak, the former prime minister. Mm-hmm. It was relentless. It was a constant push. You know, I remember...
What would he say to you?
What?
What would he say to you?
He would basically say, you need to support us in attacking Iran. And back then, this was, 2009 to the end of 2012, we had more capacity than Israel did on several fronts.
All right, enough of that, Draco. Okay, just please don't remember that, don't forget that, it's on the tip of my tongue. It'll come to me in a second. As soon as I stop trying to remember it, it'll just pop in my head. But anyway, he had a powerful, powerful gift of the sermon. And when he shook hands with her, and I have the audio. Let me take a look. 17 after the hour. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find the audio. It's Bill Deagle, by the way. Hold on a sec. All right. And here we go.
Okay, and here we are, hour number two. We went down to San Diego to talk to Dr. Bill this hour, as we do once a week, and he always makes marvelous contributions. I get email from people all around the world thanking me for having him on. But
okay, I played the long version. That one's like, I was like, whoopsie daisy. All right, hopefully this is the right one. Okay, I got a whole bunch of these recordings.
Two very prescient examples, because we talked about Hillary Clinton, where they basically said, now if she goes for the nomination for the 2016 presidency in the Democratic Party, she's got it. Major groups are now coming behind her. Right?
Yeah.
Right. And her family are the Rodhams. The Rodhams have been known as high-level satanic ritual abuse, pedophile, flesh-eating Satanists for hundreds and hundreds of years. Hillary Clinton, she was thousands of times more evil than any other individual I've ever met. In a palpable, dark majesty of evil, liquid, satanic Lilith, daughter of Lucifer himself.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Did you look her in the eye?
Yes. I looked in her eye, straight in her eye. Mm-hmm. And what I saw was not a diminutive, relatively short, plainly dressed, but, cold-faced. Her hand was as cold as a wet mackerel. Mm-hmm. And her stare was like looking right into death.
Mm-hmm.
But when I looked at her, I could see in the other dimensional plane, not a 5'3" or 5'4" diminutive female. I saw a 14 to 16 foot Draco reptilian monstrosity.
And you heard it here on Charlie. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so, yep. Hold on just a second once again. All right, so there's nothing more fun than trying to figure out how to use Audacity while you're in the middle of recording. And, oh, of course, I had to have my Walmart food delivered at the same time. So, anyway, it's all good. It's all good. Praise Jesus. All right, so let's go ahead and see if we can. We're 20 minutes into the hour, hopefully. Let me think what I got in the. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. All right. Praise God. So. Up and down the stairs. It's just so much fun. All right, so let's get back on track here. Let's see what else we have to play for you, or if there's anything. There may not be, because a lot of this stuff ages very quickly. All right. We have the entity, and I do mean entity, folks. There is something. It's an entity. It has to be an entity. Hi. But anyway, according to the entity that refers to itself as Laura Loomer, there's a massive Islamic terror attack coming to America. Now, this is somebody that Draco T has allowed to come on Air Force One, to the absolute befuddlement of the entire world. And this entity, she makes Mark Levin look like a level-headed guy. This is some kind of, there's something very deeply, darkly wrong about this entity. All right, but listen, when you have a 12-foot tall Draco reptilian saying that, you know, Israel's a problem, okay, what do we have? We have unbelievable confirmation from multiple draconians, which are second in command to Satan only. Okay, and it's not that they can't be decommissioned or taken out or whatever the case is, because Satan kills. He loves to kill his own. Okay, everybody thinks they're in. I mean, it was like Anton LaVey on his deathbed thought he was in like Flynn with Satan. After all, he was the founder of the, you know, the Church of Satan and everything, right? And then on his deathbed, he's like, no, this can't be, oh, no. Yeah, right. There's been a lot of people that, you know. But anyway, Satan is an incredible deceiver. And that's what we all have to watch out for right now. There's a lot of stuff out there, if you know what I'm saying. You really got to be careful what you're listening to. All right, so anyway. Yeah, don't listen to that crazy Johnny Baptist. I've heard that for, like, ever. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, again, there's somebody else. Very suspicious. Shot her face up so badly with Botox, this entity, that it was unrecognizable as a human being. Absolutely. And it gets invited on the Air Force One? What? Okay, never mind. Okay, look, I've given up on the Shrimp Four. It isn't going to work. Kids, you know that the Shrimp Four thing is never going to work, right? Okay. Yeah, I know. It's just never going to. We just got to learn to deal with it. Okay. So, but in that, I almost lost the whole second half of the show, what I've recorded thus far on this segment, and I really dislike Audacity, because I'm spoiled with really good editing tools, but this was the one that happened to be actually make things into MP3s, because my other editing tools don't like MP3s. Whatever! Okay, praise God. Okay, so anyway. So I already told you about the machine gun cranes that are auto firing at anything that moves and still killing. This is terrible. Listen to this. Okay. So, this is interesting because it's an old episode of, Crime Scene CSI. I don't know if it was the Miami version. They tend to have the most esoteric, weird stuff on it, but just amazing to hear these things on actual shows that aired. And I'm kind of surprised I didn't know about it at the time, but listen to this. All right, hold on a second. Let me turn on the
audio. You can see Dick Cheney.
All right, here we go.
Isn't that the...
Yeah. You can see Dick Cheney, Al Gore, all 9 Supreme Court justices shapeshift into reptilians. Did you know that for thousands of years, creatures from the constellation Draco have been mating with humans to form a super race that includes 43 U.S. presidents, most members of Congress, and the entire British royal family?
Okay. There's a little bit of truth to that, but the mating thing isn't. No, it's the droning process, and they're willful. They're willful. They want to have eternal life and all this power and everything. You know, kind of like the rock and roll bands that sold their souls to the souls of the devil and all that. Same thing. See, here's the thing. People see Jesus and our Heavenly Father as being, you know, who art man that thou art mindful of him? Okay, and then sadly, so anyway, but that's by design. Because Jesus and our Heavenly Father do not want to promote those who do not have the spiritual acuity. It's all in Romans 1. If you can't see, and you're going to go, oh, it's Darwin, you know, we came from some jelly on a pond from some panspermia from planet Pop-Tart. If Jesus don't want you coming. I'm sorry, you're not invited. That's why there's that one passage in the Bible where he goes up to the hill and there's like this multitude following him. And he turns around and he yells across the hillside. He goes, if you can't drink of eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you should not follow me. And everybody's like, oh man, this is a weirdo. We're going to boogie. Let's get out of here. And that's exactly what Jesus wanted to do. The earth is a gigantic intergalactic filter for us. Okay, everybody's not supposed to make it, and they're not. They're not. That's why we seek our own salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling. Man, if it wasn't for the mercy of Jesus, no. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. All right, just remember, humble and contrite heart, tax collector, remember that. All right, praise God. All right, let's see what else we have here in the gobbledygook of the second half of the program. Only 27 minutes in, and we're okay. So claims from China and Pakistan. Evidently, there was claims from a former CIA officer. It's probably that Jim Johnson guy saying that it is. Okay, so we can listen to a little bit of this, but, you know, all it's doing is it's fortifying what I've already shared with you.
Iran's acting like it's real. They've got the backing of Pakistan and China. And China and Pakistan have delivered a private diplomatic warning to Israel. It was basically, if you fuck around with that, you're going to be fucking with us. That was the message.
Okay, so that...
And that's not out in the press.
Okay, so that's that Larry Johnson guy with the, you know, the Jimmy Buffett look. So, whatever. Him and his Pepe Escobar guy. So, it kind of looked like he hit the nail on the head with this one. So, that's interesting. Wonder why the Mossad doesn't take him out. Oh, well, whatever. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, So let's see what else we have. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. So Iran makes a request for Israel to stop before they get resuming talks in Switzerland. Well, that didn't happen. All right. We already know that they've shut down the state at Strait of Hormuz. All right. Now, okay. I had to play this story. This is Jimmy Dore, and he used to be a comedian, and now he's doing, you know, podcasting because, you know, the whole world does podcasting. All right. So I just found this to be, kind of interesting. Well said. All right, so let's go ahead and take a listen to Jimmy Dore make his comment about Mark Levin.
Same voices who demanded an immediate cessation of military action because the price of gasoline went up. Who demanded that we find an off-ramp right away. Who insisted that we cut and run.
So you guys just want to end a war that's pointless and doesn't benefit you whatsoever just because it's bankrupting you when you go to fill up your gas tank? You mean just because of that? Because people have to decide whether do I pay my rent? Do I get gas in my car? Can I afford to go to work? Can I pay for my kids' medicine? Can I pay for my kids' college tuition? Can I pay my electric bills? You mean that kind of people? You mean, you know, the 70% of workers who live paycheck to paycheck, half the country can't afford a $500 emergency? You mean those people? Yeah. Just because you're going broke and bankrupt for a war that is not going to serve you whatsoever. These guys hate Americans. They don't give a shit about Americans.
Oh, goody, goody.
All they care about is their Jewish donors, Miriam Adelson, and Israel.
Fake Israel.
Why not go live in Israel, Mark? Oh, because they'll because you can't make as much money saying this stuff there, but you can make money here. Not that anybody listens to him, but the people give him money.
Oh, let's all dance around the star of Remphan. Let's go dance around the star of Remphan. Let's not study our Bible properly. Let's listen to the Scofield. Oh, how much fun. How much fun it is to read a Scofield center column book. So, oh my gosh. Oh, okay. I miss my Cyber Director. It's so easy to use. I actually had it working really good for the radio show, but for the podcast for a while, but then it stopped working and I couldn't. Oh, geez. You know how it is. Praise Jesus. Well, maybe you don't. So anyway, just to let you know, I have been absolutely blessed with potentially more work than anybody could ever dream of. And supposedly it's all going to fall on my lap. Not to mention that I got back-to-back meetings all week long. And I got to go see a new special doctor because some of my blood, one of my blood pressure meds, they've decided is potentially dangerous, and I got to go see another doctor because of the PCB, the primary care. It's like, you know, it's the same old noise. And anyway, so, you know, getting old, you know, and I'm saying, I think you start to get old personally, a lot of people do, when they break into, and if you've been like me, you know, into your 60s, and when if you're like me, and you've been sitting doing a sedentary job for 3 years, and you had no idea about, you know, muscle atrophy and all that other, I really didn't. You know, I might know a lot about some things, but I know very little about a whole bunch of other things. You know what I'm saying? Like how to work Audacity. I was like doing web searches, you know, going, okay, how do you select this part of the audio? How do you delete it? How do you restart the... I mean, it's just... Oh. But anyway, so I was able to save the first half of the radio show that I'd already recorded. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so... So we've got about 30 minutes left to the second half of the program. And I think you probably by now got an earful thus far, which is good. Perhaps a little bit of motivation, which is awesome good. But I had a question asked of me. And the question was essentially, why America? You know, why are the Satanists after America? Why do they want to destroy it? And all that kind of stuff, you know? And it's easy. You know, when you're getting bombarded with family stuff, which, by the way, Satan will use it. It will use it against you. Remember when Jesus was standing in front of Peter and he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Well, you think Satan's not going to use your kids, your daughter, your son, your grandparents? Oh, absolutely. Your boss? You know what I mean? Praise God. So, I broke out of my normal traditional stuff and I decided to expand my description to this particular person. I won't get into all the details, but basically, there may be some people out there that don't understand some of the basics. So sitting here, right here in my office, amidst probably, it's a very large bookshelf behind me, and it's very wide, probably about 9 feet across, something like that. And it's completely jam-packed full of books and DVDs. Some of them were so deep. I mean, I was like, whoa, this can't be true. But turns out it was. But I have the Eye of the Phoenix and the something like the Mysterious Beginnings of America or something like that. Now, you're not going to find them out on Amazon anymore. All that stuff's been killed by the SOS. But I've had it for years. This was a group of Christians, by the way, who went and did their homework on the origins of the United States. Make no mistake, the United States of America was purchased as part of the Virginia Company, okay? There was never all this stuff about Christopher Columbus and blah, 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 and all that stuff. It's a bunch of bunk, okay? Believe me. Now, So we've been given a lot of false information. Okay. And it's important. And I got to stop saying okay, because that's just bad dialogue. We've been given a fantastic amount of false information about an awful lot of stuff. So, as it turns out, the United States was never created for the purpose of what we were told. We were all told, well, hey, you know, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria and all that, and Jamestown and all that, you know, but that wasn't really it. The crown, British, essentially, as it came down from Victoria, she was a very dark queen and all that kind of stuff. These are all Satan worshippers, by the way. And the Jacobians, all right, they were the ones who invested in the creation of the Virginia Company, which is the United States, all right? Now, do you think that they went away after they did it? Occult means hidden. Occult means hidden. Why is it that Babylon the Great is burned from sea to shining sea by nuclear bombs? What makes us think that the fake Israel of 1947 is worshiping the Star of Remphan and telling everybody that Jesus is boiling in a vat of feces for all of eternity? What makes us think that God is just going to give them a hall pass? He isn't. The two most judged countries by our Heavenly Father in the entire Holy Bible are Israel, or what we think is Israel, and the United States. Now, are there not good Sons of Jacob Jews all over the world rebuking the Star of Remphan, rebuking Zionism, rebuking the Greater Israel Project, rebuking all that? Of course there is. If you read Romans, let me think about it. I think it's 9, 10, and 11. 9 and 10 basically talks about naughty, 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 naughty. And then 11 says there's going to be a remnant of Jews in the end, which there is. Okay, there is. That's why it says in Hosea 2:19, I will betroth thee, Israel. But guess what? That was the Israel that Jesus. See, that was why Net and Satan you was saying, we didn't win against the first Roman Empire, but we're going to destroy and obliterate the second Roman Empire. Who's that? It's the United States of Babylon the Great, which has a Roman government. It was fashioned off the Roman Empire. And the Satanists worship Satan more than most Christians do. Far more. Far more. And they want to please their God, Lucifer, until they find out when they go to hell, you know, like, what's his name? But I'm just saying, this is just a fact. So way back in the 1600s, there was a Rosicrucian, a very deep, dark Satanist, known as Sir Francis Bacon. That was even before the purchase of the Virginia Company, 1600s. And he wrote a book, or a paper or whatever, called The New Atlantis. Well, if you do a little bit of study on The New Atlantis, it's all about the creation of the United States, really. It's, those who have studied it and came out and wrote papers about it, they make it very clear it was about the creation of the United States. Why does it say Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of our dollar bill? Because Roosevelt was the 33rd degree Mason. Probably a lot higher. Probably a lot higher. Why did he row up all the battleships? Because they knew that the Japanese were coming in. They wanted to destroy them. That's how it works. Okay? So way back in the 1600s, you've got this book called The New Atlantis talking about the, you know, and why do you think this DVD back here talks about the Eye of the Phoenix? Because all this artwork, all this Satanism, the layout of Washington, D.C., all that kind, and the Seven Hills, they're located in Washington, D.C. The Seven Hills. And I used to be able to recall them all, but there's actually Seven Hills in Washington, D.C. It's shaped like an L. You got the Bohemian Grove weirdness. You got all the eating flesh and killing babies and all that kind of weirdness. And you got Jim, what is it, Caravizal or whatever? I always mispronounce his name, but you know, he's out there on a rampage trying to get everybody to wake up to this stuff. Not that it's going to do any good, but at least somebody's trying. And anybody that goes out and gets too loud about it, they just send, you know, their termites to off you, you know, to Charlie Kirk you. Oh, man. See, but you know what? We're not from here. We're not staying here. Why did Albert Pike, the author of the Masonic and Scottish Rite Bible, which, by the way, Draco T is a very high up magician level, which means he's over the 33rd degree, higher up. Okay. These are the type of people or entities that make a call, just like the Rodhams, and people die. But now they're all on the same side. Okay? Why did Albert Pike, the author of the Book of Morals and Dogma, who admits in the book, of course, none of them read it, except the ones that would really want to climb the ladder to where Draco is, why did he say, write a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, you look on the internet right now, and it's like, oh, that's a bunch of bunk, that's not true, blah, 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 and, you know, the bunkers, 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 the bunkers. Okay. Well, thankfully, Bill Cooper, before he was murdered by guess who? Yes. The Chabad Lubavitch entities. Why? Why did he fly over to England? Why did he go into the museum and look and see if there was really a letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini about three world wars? Well, he did, and he told people on his Seegis 1990s vintage radio show before he was murdered. And if you haven't listened to the Phil Schneider testimonies, look, if you got Prime, search on Underground, the Director's Cut. Tall Whites, Walking with the Tall Whites. Listen to that carefully. Listen to Phil Schneider, that story, that documentary. Underground, the Director's Cut. If you haven't listened to them, you got no idea about aliens. You got no idea about how it works. You don't understand why our Father says, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. You don't know what the Jewish people in the Old Testament, when they would go up on the roofs of their house and give drink offerings and grain offerings. It wasn't to the planets. It was to them. Why do you think that the Pope comes outside on the balcony on Sol Invictus, the time where the, you know, it's like we think it's Christmas. No, it's Sol Invictus. Why does he come out and wave to the crowds, the worshiping, praising crowds in the middle of that demonic quad area? Why does he do that? Right at exactly the moment that the clock hits, you know, that, I don't know, the Sol Invictus, the period, that particular period. Why does he do that? Because he's waving to them. He's waving to the Pleiades, and he's waving to the Sirius star system, for crying out loud. It was the Sirius beings that were in the Montauk Project. They were the ones that were grabbing all the little children and throwing them in the chair and doing satanic ritual abuse on them so that they could teletransport them over, you know. And it's all of this stuff is cats out of the bag, but most of it's been stifled by the SOS. No, nobody wants anybody to know anything right now. It's getting too close. We're getting too close to departure. Intergalactic travel. Yep. Secret space program. Absolutely. Yeah. So the letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini says that they, that is the Satanists, are going to destroy all religions. What that means is all these satanic entities from the Khazarian Empire that are saying that they have to kill Amalek, they're going to die. because Satan's going to kill them too. And then we'll start the Great Tribulation. And it's all right there in Albert Pike's letter. And I thought to myself back when I first discovered the letter, why? Why would someone that lived in the 1800s care a less about three world wars that were going to take place long after they died? And then it hit me. That's their God, and they worship him. The destruction of the phoenix, the mythology between the satanic occult mythology of the destruction of the phoenix, which, by the way, was on one of the floats in the 2012 United Kingdom opening ceremonies of Olympics. And there was a big blue facsimile of the Earth. It was built in, it was lit up, and it was big, and it was blue. There's no doubt it was the Earth, but right on the tippity top of it was a burning phoenix. What in the dickens is Draco T doing? He's making sure that everything's in place so that the burning of the phoenix occurs, and the result will be the rising up of the new world order. Novus Ordo Seclorum. All there. Well, used to be. For me, anyway, it was all there. Praise God. And I'll do the best I can, as long as we're here, to share, you know, bits and pieces of those things with you whenever I have a little bit of extra time, like I do this morning or this afternoon. All right. So anyway, stay strong, remain founded, keep your eyes on the ball. Remember what Jesus said, okay? We got to do it all. This is a test. This is only a test. As Einstein said, and he was correct, understanding the beginning of quantum mechanics, he said, this is all a hologram, albeit a very convincing one. And now, the theoretical astrophysicists are saying, we believe that it's highly likely at least the Milky Way galaxy got sucked into a black hole. Well, if you were our Heavenly Father and you had to, you know, filter out billions of people over time with Lucifer and the fallen angels, and don't get me wrong, yes, there are holy watchers, just like it says in the Bible, the book of Daniel, I think it's, is it 423? I don't have my PC study Bible up right now. There are holy watchers. Everybody's like, watchers? Those are evil. No, you're not reading your Bible right. I saw a watcher, a holy one. What are those? Well, the only thing that denotes an angel or a son of God is a being that is created for the purpose of serving the heavenly office of God. Kind of like, can you guide Arcturus with her sons? Now, that would be a big mighty no. Can you loose the bands of Orion? Well, just isn't it a mystery that right here in this book I have, and make no mistake, shortly after I bought this book for $43, it went out of print. Price went up to $700. Now it's about $1,300 if you can find it at all. I had people that turned on me in a humongous sort of a way because they wanted copies of it. And I was like, no, I'm not going to let you have it. You can't have it. This is amazing. The name of the book is UFOs, Aliens, Impregnated Women, Extraterrestrials, and God. Sex with Reptilians, Aliens, Motherhood in the Bible, Abductions, and Hybrids by Maximilian de Lafayette. I don't even know if the guy's still alive. And everything he wrote I don't even know if he was a believer. But the testimonies, this book is based on testimonies of thousands and thousands of people worldwide that it had close encounters of the fourth kind. They were with, in some way or another, different alien beings. And he got their testimonies. He asked them questions. He even cataloged the different species. Stargate something, something, something. There's a lot of truth to that. So as I'm reading through this book, I'm finding things that are just absolutely mind-shattering. Oh, do you think it was an accident? No. It wasn't an accident. But you also have to understand your Bible really well. And you also have to be able to discern around, you know, the stuff that can't be right. Although you really got to open up your heart and your mind, because if you're not super advanced in the way you think about things, you're not going to get it. So I will share with you as a treat, because remember, in the book of Job, it said, can you guide the sons of Arcturus, sons of God, sons of God, sons of God? All a son of God is, all an angel is, it's like saying somebody's in the military. Oh, they're in the military. Oh, they're an angel. They're a messenger class being in the universe that God uses for the purpose of doing stuff. Can you guide the sons of Arcturus? Got it? Well, what about, can you loose the bands of Orion? So here I am reading this book, which I've read multiple times. I think I've done over 100 radio shows with this book. And, you know, a lot of them are still available on Tribulation Now if you go to the over 10 years old shows. Just look for the Peterson Chronicles stuff. But anyway, so this little section on page 83 says, the Orions. It says, some that have met with these various entities claim that negative entities have been associated with some of the stars in the Orion constellation. Other sources claim that the Orion Nebula is a cosmic doorway to infinity. Or the realm of the Creator. Oh, gosh, I don't know. Let me scratch my head for a little bit and try to think about who that might be. It's such a hard trick question. Thank you, Jesus. Which transcends the time, space, matter universe, which surrounds the physical universe. That is almost a direct quote of Paul. That which we see is not real, but that which we don't see is real. In so many words. It says, some astronomers claim that a huge, beautifully illuminated, multicolored light has emerged from the nebula. See, there's a portal. There's a portal. That's why God said in a daring way, do you have the ability to loose the bands, and some translations say belts, of Orion? The answer is no. The answer is no, we don't. Oh, I got so much more. So much more. What's the time? 53. Let me see if I can find another one for you. Oh, praise God. All right, let me see here. Oh, here's a good one. Oh, and by the way, with all the alien disclosure stuff, Alex Collier has come out of wherever he was. According to Robert Vandreas Mitchell, they've been watching him very closely because a lot of his stuff that he's saying is true. Okay, now listen to this. Now, you need to discern past the yada yada blah blah stuff. All right. So it goes on to this genetic, it goes on about this genetic material of extraterrestrial races that were, you know, needed to be provided for the genetic human experiment. Okay, watch out for that, okay? But also remember that our Heavenly Father said that he took the dust of the earth Well, we already know, especially if you've watched the tall, you know, Walking with the Tall Whites, we would know that planet Earth is used as an intergalactic way station. Atlantis, Lemuria, my goodness gracious. So then it comes in and it says, is it so far-fetched that our genetic makeup, being from the dust of the Earth, would have genetic attributes, pieces, little bits and pieces that God used to put us together as we were fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you ever wonder why God regretted putting us on Earth? And then double-guessed himself and said, nah, okay. It says that we, as a product of extraterrestrial genetic manipulation, well, is God terrestrial? Or is he, like Chuck Misler used to say, extraterrestrial? Consisting of a vast gene pool of many different racial memory banks, also consisting of at least 22 different races, because of our genetic heritage and because we are you ready for this? Spirit. The benevolent extraterrestrial races actually view us as being royalty in the universe. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, who were taken out of the darkness and into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God. Tighten that belt of Orion. The story has only just begun. God bless you all. See you next time. That is, if I can get through these next couple of projects. Pray for me. God bless you all.